you know, obviously the lads are enjoying it and there's a pep in their step, and then they're enjoying winning, I suppose. That's the first thing. I suppose you can see that the lads who are out with Knox and who've been out for a long term are eager to try and get back onto the training ground because they see what's happening. I'm sure that that's only positive as well, you know. And look, we've got to be mindful that we don't want to allow fellas back into the forum until they're fully recovered, and we try and manage that. But fellas are champing to get back in though, but we've got to be mindful that they don't come back a week or two too early and knock themselves out for longer. So it's but I suppose it just shows that there's an eagerness there for lads to get back in, and I suppose the lads in that have the jersey are mindful of that as well, and probably hopefully keep them on their toes, you know, ultimately what a panel is about.
Obviously as well, Billy, still quite a few injuries, but looking at the team now and the team that lined out in the last game and players maybe trying to put their hands up now, I mean, including pre-season, obviously the McGrath Cup, it's 4 wins on the bounce now for your side, and I'm sure everyone wants to be involved. What's the competition like now in training coming up to these big league games?
You know, obviously the lads are enjoying it and there's a pep in their step, and then they're enjoying winning, I suppose. That's the first thing. I suppose you can see that the lads who are out with Knox and who've been out for a long term are eager to try and get back onto the training ground because they see what's happening. And I'm sure that that's only positive as well, you know. And look, we've got to be mindful that we don't want to allow fellas back into the forum until they're fully recovered, and we try and manage that. But fellas are champing to get back in though, but we've got to be mindful that they don't come back a week or two too early and knock themselves out for longer. So it's but I suppose it just shows that there's an eagerness there for lads to get back in, and I suppose the lads in that have the jersey are mindful of that as well, and probably hopefully keep them on their toes, you know, ultimately what a panel is about.
London obviously up next, the first home game of the league campaign. They're coming into this one, I suppose, viewing it from their point of view, it's obviously going to be a tough away trip, and coming in off the back of quite a heavy loss to Sligo as well.
Yeah, look at London, like, they're never easy to beat. I suppose 3 years ago we only beat them by a point. 2 years ago we drew them and they got a late last minute goal. And last year, you know, it was nip and tuck right through. So we're under no illusions again. You know, I keep reiterating it like that. We got to be careful. We've won a couple of games in the pre-season. I just identified that there's the intensity in those games. There wasn't anything like last weekend's game and there won't be anything like this weekend's game. So it's only really when we can start winning league games on a continuous basis that we really know we've moved forward, and because ultimately results. So look, I suppose what I'm saying is that feed a family, roots to the ground, we'll embrace the challenge that London will come with, and manage it to try and get ourselves over the line as best we can, and hopefully what we come to the table with will suffice on the day.
It is a home game. It was down for Kilmallock. It's McNeville Park now. Probably a venue you're more comfortable at?
We're more comfortable with the locality anyway, more comfortable with the facilities down there, and you know, we have played games in the field, so I suppose we'd have to be comfortable with that too. I'm not sure of the course there's how many games we have, but we're comfortable, and you know, it's what the boys look to, where the boys look to play the game, and they're happy to play there. So I suppose no excuses. We're happy with it, and we get on with it.
Would you feel for Limerick supporters at all, who'll hopefully be trying to get to the footballers and trying to get in to see the hurlers as well on the same day? Would you feel for them with just the distance between the two?
Yeah, you would, like, you know, I mean, you know, ideally you'd like to add to them, but it's not, I'm afraid, that's, you know, the way it is. I believe there's some kind of directive from, and I thought maybe directive is a strong word, but there's some guidance who got part of trying to facilitate the ladies' games with the, you know, in double headers. And so, look, that's only a positive thing. So, look, that puts a bit of pressure on our county board, and people probably would be familiar with that, but that's not, you know, we are in Rakeel. We're happy to be in Rakeel. There's no issue from our end of it. And obviously, the supporters' point of view, you know, it's unfortunate. I suppose people mightn't be aware either that, look, with flights for London, it has to be 12 o'clock because they have to get an evening flight back. So it's not easy. And as I say, I'm really aware that, you know, facilities on a bad day wouldn't be ideal for supporters as well. So, look, it's from that perspective. But, look, to be fair to our county board, they have kind of limitations of what they can do, and you know, they have a bit of I suppose, I don't know what word's coming from Cork Park to them, you know, to try and assist with these things. So look, trying to facilitate everyone is not easy, but there are genuine reasons for it. We have no issue with it, and look, we hope as many as possible can actually get up to support us, and we go from there.